Well, we count it a privilege and honor. Thank you for the invitation. Amen. We still get out and preach once in a while. And thank God, amen, for his people. It's so good to see so many of you that are still hanging on, pressing on, being faithful. Yeah. And that's how God denotes real success through the Word of God,
yeah,
is faithfulness. You search it from Genesis to Revelation. There's no higher premium or preeminence put upon anything in God's Word above faithfulness. And I'll tell you what, when you learn that and you realize that, amen, and you'll stick with it. David said, I've stuck to thy testimonies. And if you addict yourself to the Word of God and the care of the church, I want to tell you, God can do great things for you in this hour. How many is excited about the day we're living?
Oh, yeah.
He got some statistics on his phone about the coronavirus. Amen. Just trying to calm people down. You know, every presidential election for the last 20 to 30 years, there's been a virus.
Right.
Even on the midterm elections. I mean, they got to have something to create, you know, chaos. What the Democrats say, and I know I'm in some Democrat country down here in Kentucky. Amen. The Lord, and the Lord give you understanding. That's what one writer said. Amen. But the fact is, they said, never let a good crisis go to waste. But I want to tell you, brother, 1% of people die from the coronavirus. It's 99-point-some percent curable. It is a pneumonia. It's a strain of a pneumonia. And we'll just leave it there. So praise God. If you're not prayed through about it, you can pray through. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just praying for the preacher tonight.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I feel like I'm praying through today in the church. Had a great time. Great season in prayer. If I can just get out what the Lord's put in my heart, it's something to help us tonight. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for what he's doing for you. Thank God for this building, this location. Thank God for your prayers and all that you're doing. Let's read verse 11 tonight, Luke 17. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, shew yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Verse 15 again tonight. The Bible said, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. I want to preach a real little simple elementary thought tonight on it's time to turn back and give God thanks. Could we pray? Father, I thank you tonight for the privilege to be in the house of God, to be able to proclaim the liberty and the holy, precious gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the songs of Zion. Thank you for these wonderful testimonies. Thank you for this great exhortation that has already come forth from our brethren. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for the praise. We thank you for the adoration, and we thank you for the good Spirit of God that we've already sensed and felt. Asking for your hand and your power and your divine intervention tonight upon the remainder of this service. Lord, every ear to hear, every heart to receive, every mind to comprehend. And we'll praise you, love you, and give you all the glory in Jesus' lovely holy name. I let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you tonight. Well, it's a wonderful time to be a child of God in this day and hour. Jesus said in one place that speaking to those that had seen and experienced and heard and received, he said, you're blessed, but more blessed is that person and that individual who had not yet seen but is going to believe. Brother, we are a blessed people tonight. I told our people here at home recently that we are so sheltered in this God-given country of America. I heard a renowned Jew say not long ago, and he says it often, just about every week on the radio broadcast that he has, that how thankful he is to be living on the greatest place in all of God's green earth. It's called America tonight. And amidst our grumbling and complaining, and again against and amidst all our murmuring and bellyaching, brother, we need to be reminded of how blessed we are to live in this bubble that we call America tonight. Around us, right outside of our country, if you get the voice of the martyrs, if you do any extensive study of world affairs and news, you'll find out there's more persecution right now being done to Christians around the world than any time in the history of the world. If you look around tonight of how blessed we really are, and you realize that over half the world will go to bed hungry tonight, why, if you and I look through a 4-to-10-page menu trying to decide what we really would like to eat. When you and I look around, amen, wondering perhaps about retirement or investments or the other many splendors of life that we have in this nation, other places, you're just wondering, will some of their loved ones live till the morning before they have to roll them out on a death cart or some type of means getting ready for another burial. Brother, you and I have been emphatically blessed by the hand of God. Some nights our testimonies do not tell it. Some nights our worship does not really, amen, bring it out as it should. Many nights we don't even preach this glorious gospel as great as it really is. How many knows it? Many times I've heard people say, well, you know, I really don't have anything on my heart. Well, that's okay, but I don't want to hear it if you don't. Amen. Nothing worse than a preacher that gets up and says, well, I guess I have to preach tonight. No, you don't have to preach. You don't have to bore me tonight. You don't have to plow through something, brother. How many knows it's still a privilege to be saved? It's a privilege to walk with God. It's a privilege, whether, amen, there be one, two, or three, or a multitude, to simply be in the presence of Almighty God. We see a story tonight that is very familiar to all of us. Most of us have read it. Parts of it have been quoted. It's been taught on. Years ago, I preached a little message from this particular chapter, and Jesus said, where are the nine? And I preached a message on the time of the reprobate. And brother, that time has been here for many decades. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, incontinent, fierce, traitors, head high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Brother, we are feeling the impact of that day. You and I are viewing and observing a world tonight that is in more need of God than it has ever been, brother. There's only one answer to America tonight, and that's a Holy Ghost revival. There's only one answer to the world's problems tonight. And brother, Jesus is still that answer this evening. And brother, there's ever a day that we were not ashamed of this glorious gospel. If there's ever a day we endured hardness as a a good soldier. If there was ever a time we put on the whole armor of God and got strong in the power of the Lord and His might, this is the day. This is the hour. If we ever let, amen, this world know, the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you and I ever proclaim this gospel, if you and I ever shared how great the Jesus is, if you and I ever let our light shine, brother, this is our day, and this is our hour. I read about in the book of Chronicles about the men of Issachar, how they had discerning of the times. And how many knows we need to pray for the Lord to give us greater discernment in this hour? What do we need discernment of? Well, first of all, we need discernment of what is happening in the world that's living around us. Jesus said, when you see all these signs come to pass, then look up for your redemption. Draw the nigh. Amen. We need a greater discernment tonight of what God is doing in the church. Brother, we're not careful sometimes. We become complacent. We get sort of lax. We get Laodicean in our spirit. We get comfortable. We get less attentive. I mean, I've preached this gospel for over 40 years, only by the grace of God tonight. But how many places have I been, Brother Ron, where I was getting ready to preach that morning service in a Holy Ghost revival, and somebody behind me would say, amen, what did the pastor just say in teaching? And the ladies looked over, it could have been a man, said, you know, I don't know what he said. I don't listen to him anymore anyway. I thought, wow, what a confession. I'm talking about in the 80s, brother. I'm not talking about right now in 2020. Brother, you and I have been living, amen, in a world and in a church world that has been in a falling away for a while. How many knows it? You and I have seen the signs and the effects, amen, of what is taking place in this last day scenario. And tonight in our chapter, as we've read, we see sort of a picture, a paragraph. We see a representation of really what is happening and has happened in the church world in this hour. But amen, if we're not careful tonight, we come to the Lord, we come in need, we come in sincerity and desire, we come asking Him to do something for us. He does it, but how many still really giving Him the glory and the honor and the praise for all that He did? I'm telling you, brother, there is a need for continual renewing in our lives. Anybody realize it tonight? Brother David said, search me, O God, and prove me, try my reins and my heart, see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. The great apostle Paul said, I count not myself to attain or apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth toward those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, brother, revival is still a reality for any church that will worship God again. Revival is still the priority of heaven when you and I will put praise and glory and honor and put Jesus Christ in His proper perspective. Brother, miracles and Holy Ghost interventions is still the norm in this hour. And you and I will go back and give Him praise and give Him honor and give Him worship. We used to sing, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came for. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, brother, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see your smiling face. But all day I said, Lord, let me see Jesus. Sirs, let me see Jesus. I want to see the Son of God. I want to be in the presence of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We need to give Him thanks in this hour. I've seen services. You've seen services. You couldn't blast them out of the seat. You couldn't pull them out of the seat. I've seen times that amen looked bigger than a cornfield sow. Somebody say amen. I mean, brother, we're in a day, if we're not careful, we have become a little unthankful. We have had so much. We've experienced so much. Amen. We have been blessed so much. We've been moved so many times up by the hand of God. And brother, sometimes we have been preached and overpreached. We have been sung and resung. We have been catered to. We have been blessed. We have been peppered. We have been pampered. Brother, we have been petted. Amen. How many knows that we're in that day? Oh, brother, I've had people say, now, you just don't say that to brother so-and-so. Amen. You don't know, I got news for you. The word of God is going to deal with every one of us. Oh, brother, I'm telling you, amen, God has a remedy. God has a solution, and God has a plan. God already had a plan and a destiny for this service tonight. I preached to our people recently how we must endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace and perfectness. That's not just you getting along and me getting along, but it's a unity of what God wants to do in that service. How many of Brother Collar do more tonight if he has his way, then all of us, if we stay here till the morning, brother, when we get in one mind, one accord, and get together in a heavenly place with Christ Jesus. I want to tell you, brother, you and I have been in those services. How many knows it? Yes, I've seen them start singing. I remember back in Texas years ago, they start singing, "I'll fly away at 8:05. Midnight, they still singing, "I'll fly away." People got healed. People got delivered. How many people do I know of that in the midst of real, precious, Pentecostal, holy worship, God came down. He healed their bodies. He answered prayer. I got news for you. I believe in the prayer lines. I believe in anointing with oil. But there's somebody bigger than a prayer line. There's somebody bigger than oil. There is a palm in Gilead. There is a healer in the house. There is a Savior tonight. Oh, where are the nine? Where are all, brother? How many of us have got to get together if we're going to have Holy Ghost revival in this hour? There must be a worship of God again.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Come on now. Come on.
So we see, amen, Jesus answering prayer, honoring faith. How many knows the Lord always honors faith?
Yeah.
I read scripture after scripture today where the Lord honored faith. Amen. As it be unto you, as your faith, so be it unto you. He told that Syrophoenician woman. He said, "I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel."
Right.
I mean, she answered him back, "You're right, but even the dogs eat the crumbs and fall from the amen, master's table."
Yeah.
That's in Syrian with his servant came to the Lord. "I'm not worthy for you even to come to my house. I'm not worthy to even be here. But if you'll just speak the word," I got news for you, brother. God's a whole lot more compassionate. He's a whole lot more concerned. He's a whole lot more forgiving. He's a whole lot more able than we give Him credit for tonight. That's how brother said tonight, "You got to rebuke the devil and he'll flee from you. Resist him. You got to draw nigh to God. Let him draw nigh to you." Oh God, help us to believe Him like He ought to believe Him this hour. And we see, amen, one man that when he saw that he was healed and made whole.
Yeah.
You know, there needs to be a greater perception in this hour of what God is doing.
Yeah.
I was praying today in the church, Brother Tommy, and I just got to praying, got to worshiping God, got to thanking God for just how good He's been to us. And then it just rolled to me all the things, Brother Tim, that God has answered prayer for, even in the last few months, in the last 6 months, the last year. Got to thinking all that God has done. I got to praise Him for the two new families that have come in the last 3 or 4 months. I got to thank Him for the other visitors that's been coming. I got news for you, brother. You've been there and I'm there. But amen, when you pastor long enough, but you have 10 new people come in a matter of a month, you're talking about a shot in the arm. I mean, brother, it'll change your preaching. It'll change your perspective. It'll change your outlook. It just changes everything. Hey, man, I ain't worried about the pocketbook, but it ain't change that sometimes. How many knows it? But most of all, it changes lives. And it changes the atmosphere. And it changes what God will realize. Oh, brother, sometimes God answers our prayers. God does what we ask Him to do. And if we're not careful, a few weeks, a few months later, amen, we fail to go back. We fail to give Him praise. We fail to acknowledge Him. I'm here because of the Lord. Oh, brother, how many times have I heard my gray-headed daddy testify how God healed him, how God delivered him? I got news for you. 40-some years in my life, I still ain't over it. I'm still not over what He done. Anybody still in love with the Lord? Hallelujah. Anybody still thankful? Anybody still appreciative? Anybody still love Him? Anybody really want to be what you ought to be? Oh, God, help us to turn back.
Come on.
Jesus said, where are the nine? They did not return. It's like that as a pastor. Where are the nine? Holidays. We're saying, where's the 19? Where's the 29? Then we quote that famous scripture, will thou also go away?
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Holidays. Brother Lloyd Shoecraft pastored in Falk, Arkansas for over 20-some years. He said first holiday came along, over half the church wasn't there. He wasn't used to that. My son Noah just took an associate position down in Douglas, Georgia, in a large church. And he's already seeing things he didn't see when he was there in revival.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, people are people.
Sure.
We all get fickle, you can say amen.
Amen.
Some days you don't like your hair no matter how it comes. You can say amen, I know you're that way. We're all that way. 5 o'clock in the morning, a couple years ago, we'd been up half the night. My wife looked at me, Brother Jason. She looking in the mirror, getting the wheels up about 5:30 that morning. She said, Mark, honey, do I look old? I said, honey, it's not a good morning to ask that question. We've been up all night. I said, let's get a little rest and we'll talk about it. Amen. I mean, there just some days, you know how it is. Amen. We have our struggles. We have our problems. We wonder, why did I do that? Why did I say that? People are just people. But when you realize we're only here tonight because there's a mighty, almighty God and a Son named Jesus that's making intercession. Through the years, He's kept us. Through the years, He's blessed us. Through the years, He's helped you. But He's even blessing me right now. No matter what you're going through, God's still blessing you right now. Oh, God, help us to realize how we need to turn back and give Him praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, I long for people to pray through to the point. How many of those, it makes a difference when we allow our heart to be broken in the presence of God. It's one thing to get in the Spirit of God. It's one thing to feel the presence of the Lord. It's another thing when we allow our heart to be broken. I mean, folks, I got broken today. Amen. More than I've been in a few days. And I know that's a place we need to be. We need to get. And there are a lot of things that hinder sometimes. But oh, when you really get in that secret place, that holy place, when you get where, amen, God is, when you get bare before the Lord, when you get, amen, stretched out in the presence of the Lord, and you begin to reminisce and recollect and reflect on all that God has done. Amen. It makes such a difference in our lives when we see faith honored. We see through the Word of God that we are blessed according to our faith. How many knows that? Just going to hit a few points here tonight and we'll move on. We are blessed according to our faith. The Bible tells us this evening, and Jesus, amen, said, Matthew 8:1, and he said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast said, amen, be it unto thee. And that very hour, brother, according to our faith, brother, we come to church expecting nothing or very little. That's all you're going to get. I remind our people often, let's come with a spirit of expectation. Let's come with an attitude of anticipation. Amen. I don't know what you came for, but amen, if you came off business for the King, if you came, if we would worship like it was our last opportunity, if we testify like the Lord was coming before midnight, if you and I would praise Him as He ought to be praised, I want to tell you, brother, nothing is impossible tonight. When we turn back and give Him praise, hallelujah. Oh yes, the Bible teaches us this evening that we are to glorify God. How many knows that this man went back and he glorified God? How many knows there's some testimonies that don't glorify God? I mean, brother, it's a self-exaltation ceremony. I was in Portland, Maine many years ago. Brother Reynolds, amen, James Reynolds, pastored up there for 50 years, the Deliverance Center. And I remember we were in revival, two-week revival, after we preached a convocation for him that year. And this sister got up and she got to bragging on herself. Hey, she'd been to the nursing home and she had pushed these people around and done this for that. That's all she talked about for 5 to 10 minutes. All that she had done, all the good works. I mean, Brother Reynolds, you'd have to know him. He had pastored long enough. He is what he is. He looked over at me, Brother Evans. He said, you got any of them in your church like that? I just started pastoring. I said, I don't know. I ain't been there long enough to know yet. He said, that woman drives me crazy, I'm telling you. He said, she gets up and brags on us. He finally stood up. He said, sister, he said, magnify God. Magnify God. Oh, yeah. Amen. I've heard enough about you. How many knows we've all heard enough about ourselves? Yeah. Matter of fact, we've heard the same old stories over and over and over. Oh, brother, let me tell you about a name that never gets old. Let me tell you about a topic that's never been cold and cold. Let me tell you about a friend that's closer than a brother. Let me tell you about a blessing that endures forever. Oh, when somebody tell me his name again, when somebody talk about him again, when somebody praise him, when somebody love him again, when somebody worship him again, when somebody praise him, oh, let's go back. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's give him honor. I worship you. I praise you. I love you. I magnify you. I honor you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. 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 Like the lady on the airplane, the motors were going out. People were crying. Some were screaming. Some were cussing. Some were drinking. But that lady on that plane knew the Lord. And as he was going down to crash, she said, Jesus! Yeah. Jesus! Yeah. Jesus! And the motors began to run and the plane kept right come back up and it landed safely. One man looked over and said, lady, I've heard a lot of people call that name, but I ain't never heard nobody call him like you did today. I got news for you. One day on the road to Jericho, amen, the blind men cried out, Jesus! Jesus! Thou son of Magog, have mercy on me! And Somebody remember the night we called Jesus. Anybody remember the night you called that name? Anybody thankful for what he's done in your life? Oh, now come back and give him praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not of a son, not of a home. Anybody know he's worthy? Anybody know we're behind on praise? We're behind on Pentecostal worship. We're behind on revival. We're behind. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Real worship will change this church.
Yeah.
Real worship will change our church. Real worship will change your church. It'll take it from a normal Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night service to all of a sudden you're in the heavenly place. You've been to heaven and you never left the church. Never left the room. You're in the presence of God. Oh, brother, troubles vanish. Hearts are mended. Lives are lifted. Souls are happy. Families are put back together. Children, amen, get help. When you get in the presence of the King. Oh, brother, when you really begin to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. There's nights we come and have church, but we don't have worship. Nights we come and go through the preliminaries. You just be comfortable. I'd rather not hold you too much longer than that. But we don't have worship. There's nights the singers sing good, but people aren't worshiping. There's nights the preaching is biblically, fundamentally sound, it's scriptural, it's good. But as my wife's told me a couple times, but I just wasn't happy with the service. What did you think of the preaching? That lady knows me better than anybody. She said, Mark, it felt like it was coming more from your head than it was from your heart.
Oh my God.
Somebody say amen. Tonight we do it out of a ritual. We do it out of habit. We do it because we know it's the right thing to do. And I'm not against starting in the flesh. God, get in the spirit. You got to start somewhere. But I'm going to tell you, somewhere in the presence of the King, somewhere in the house of God, somewhere when the Spirit of God is moving, we got to reach out. We got to touch Him. We got to be changed. We got to be moved. We got to be stirred. Oh, go back and give Him praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
When's the last time you got so caught up in the presence of God? Time ceased to be an essence.